This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Okay, it's Monday. It's the beginning of a long week after a couple of weeks that were broken up with Christmas and New Year's. But, you know, it's going to be Friday before you know it, so don't freak out. The causeway is closed northbound for about 45 minutes. Okay? Causeway closed northbound for about 45 minutes. So I don't know what the timing would be if you decided to take the twin spans around to I-12, connect with I-12, or take I-55 around and connect with I-12. I don't know what the timing is. Is it quicker to go that way than to wait 45 minutes for the causeway to open up? And then again, with the causeway being closed for about 45 minutes, it seems like there might be some traffic built up. I don't know. I would like to move. I mean, I'd like to keep moving. So personally, if it were me and I were facing going to the North Shore and waiting 45 minutes to get to the causeway, if I had to go to the North Shore, I think I would go I-55. I mean, I like that drive. It's a relaxing drive. You're over the swamp and you just, you know, go through Manchac and go over the bridge and, you know, see the beautiful waters of Lake Maurepas and the connection there, the little channel that connects Lake Pontchartrain with Lake Maurepas, and then go to I-12 and go around that way. I mean, I like to keep moving, and as I've said, I do enjoy driving, and I enjoy being in the car. I'm Scoot on the air. A very happy New Year. I hope you had a great New Year's holiday weekend. Again, I want to thank Ian and Coleman for taking care of the show while I was gone. I wanted to take some time away from the show. And I also had a last-minute opportunity to go to Portland to spend some time with my family. And it was great. It's just, you know, always nice to be with them. I wish I could spend more time with them. But, you know, they're in Portland and I'm here, and it's not that easy. But we see each other as much as we can. And I have a hard time feeling sorry for people who, let's say there's somebody in the New Orleans area and their grandkids live on the North Shore or in Hammond or Slidell, some place like that. And they go, yeah, I wish my grandkids were closer. You know, we don't get to see each other very often. It's like, come on, give me a break. You know, just remember, if your grandkids are that close, there are a lot of people like myself who have grandkids that are a lot farther away than that. And, you know, not only do I enjoy seeing my grandkids, but I enjoy seeing my son, Sean. You know, I mean, he's the thing that I am most proud of in this life. And, you know, I learn from him every time I'm with him. So it's great to see them. Over the weekend, I had to attend a funeral for the mother of a very close friend. And the funeral was, she was cremated after she had passed away, but the funeral was Saturday, and it was at St. Joseph's the Worker Parish in Marrero. And I'll tell you, Father Sidney did an amazing job. And, you know, that church has a lot of African-American members. And even though it's a Catholic church and these African-Americans are Catholic, it's just different. They're looser. They're more vocal. It's a lot more lively. You know, in a lot of the churches that I go to, it's, you know, everybody's, you know, just reciting the prayers. And look, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with decorum. But, you know, I mean, I kind of like the, you know, amen. I kind of like the, you know, people being vocal and, you know, having a good time. And I want to go to St. Joseph's, the Worker Parish in Marrero one Sunday. I think they have a 10 o'clock service on Sunday. And I think I want to check that out because Father Sidney, I told him after that he really did a great job. And he did I like the message that he had at this funeral. And the message was, you know, there's trouble out there and trouble's going to find you. But don't let the trouble you. It's out there. So just, you know, deal with it and handle it as best you can. But I was really impressed with the atmosphere of that church, and even though it's Catholic, it's a little different. You know, there's a different vibe there, and the people are very lively, and you know, some of the people that were serving, and Felix's was so great to provide food, and the food was delicious, and they were so kind to help out because a lot fell back on me in terms of organizing this and making this happen for my friend. So I appreciate the help that they gave us. Hey, listen, this is an indication that Mardi Gras is coming up. Tomorrow is the first official day of Mardi Gras. Tomorrow's King's Day. And there was a time when you didn't get king cake until January the 6th. But now you can get king cake year-round. I kind of liked it the other way when, you know, you had to wait until January 6th to get king cake. It just seemed like it really made it special. But tomorrow's the official beginning of Mardi Gras, and the city of New Orleans is closing lanes on St. Charles ahead of Mardi Gras to help keep the crowd safer. So this is another indication that Mardi Gras is coming up, and Mardi Gras is very early this year. So the city is going to temporarily close down the left travel lane on St. Charles Avenue. This is part of a safety program in preparation for Mardi Gras. And it began this morning, St. Charles Avenue and Calliope Street, or Calliope, however you want to pronounce that. What they're going to do is start at St. Charles and Calliope, and they're going to move uptown toward Napoleon Avenue. They're going to install concrete secure barriers between the streetcar tracks and the curb to protect the public during the Mardi Gras parades. The left lane is going to be closed only in the areas where the crews are working, and once they finish with that area, they're going to reopen the lanes. So it's going to be something that is going to progress from St. Charles and Calliope to St. Charles and Napoleon, where some of the big uptown parades begin. So just to be aware of that, the good news is once they finish a section, they're going to reopen those lanes and then move to the next section. All right, we've been talking about the beginning of this new year. And this is a time to make New Year's resolutions. And, you know, quite often people make New Year's resolutions, but they don't keep them. So if you're going to make a New Year's resolution, try to make it something realistic enough that you're going to actually keep. And the New Year's resolutions are designed to be something that's going to make you a better person. Whether it deals with your weight or it deals with your, you know, your attitude, I think collectively as a country, I would like to see this New Year's resolution for America. I would like to see more Americans start to think about us as being Americans first and Republicans and Democrats second. And I think there's a movement in that direction. I sense in the news today, not today, but, you know, at the end of last year and I think the last 6 months of last year and the beginning of this year, I sense a huge fatigue factor setting in over politics. People are fatigued. They're frustrated. They're tired of trying to figure things out. Like, well, this doesn't make sense. I mean, what's behind this? They're tired of it. And I think a lot of people are rejecting and trying to do what they can, even if it's within their own lives, to turn down the temperature of the political landscape today. That the temperature's been too high. Too much divide, too much hate, and there's still going to be people involved in that because they enjoy it. They might not admit it, but they actually enjoy that. It gives them meaning. It gives them a sense of feeling like they're valuable because they have this very strong opinion. But there are a hell of a lot of Americans, I think, who are fatigued and putting this aside now. And I think it's a good thing. I don't want people to become apathetic to the point where they don't care anymore. But I like the idea that's like, you know, wait a minute. We're tired of this. We're tired of this confusion. We're tired of, you know, people being so divided over considering us Americans first. We're tired. A lot of people are tired of the idea that, you know, I'm right and you're wrong and you have to be the way I am or else there's going to be consequences. I think people are tired of that subliminal threat that seems to run through everything that is political today. So, you know, my hope for America this year, and this is a midterm election year, my hope is that people continue to push aside the hate, the divide. Let people hate, let people be divided, but you don't have to participate in that. And if more Americans start to act that way, where they're not participating in the hate and the divide, if more Americans become that way, the media and the politicians are going to follow, and they're going to respond to that. Because the media and the politicians responded to the divide and to the hate because it was compelling, because it got a lot of attention. It reflected the people. Well, if the people change, trust me, the media and the politicians will change over time. We've also talked about the Saints closing out the season with a loss to the Atlanta Falcons. And while I didn't like the fact that we lost to the Falcons, I wasn't freaked out over that. I wasn't that bummed out. Before that, the Saints won 4 in a row. And I feel very positive about the Saints going into this next season with Kellen Moore and with quarterback Tyler Shough. And a lot of people are saying a lot of positive things about our quarterback. I thought there were some disappointments with some of the play calling. And I mean, I'm not an offensive coordinator, but when you can figure out, when you're a fan and you can see a pattern with the Saints, when you can see it as a fan, you think the other teams can't see it? Well, they can. And I personally think there could have been more imagination used when it comes to some of the play calling and some of the use of some of the players. And I guess I expected a little more. I think we'll hopefully see more of that coming up next season. And a lot can happen between now and next season. The other thing is that I hope the Saints hang on to some of the good players. Because we have a tendency to let good players go who become superstars on other teams. So let's figure out the good players and let's keep them. DeMario Davis says he wants to stay. We haven't heard from Cam Jordan yet, but I would think these guys who are thinking about retiring, I would think that they would consider the work that they did this year to build what they're building toward next year. I would think some of these guys would want to stick around. I mean, they did the hard work this year. There's more hard work to do next year, but they've already laid the foundation. Man, don't leave now. Hang with us at least another year. And again, I hope the Saints don't let any key players go. I mean, it's, you know, I'm sure it's going to be tempting to let some of them go. We see it happen all the time, but just too often we don't hang on to the good players. And they go off and they become superstars with other teams. Also, we talked about the really exciting game last night between the Steelers and the Ravens. And the Steelers' place kicker missed an extra point, making it a two-point game. Lamar Jackson did exactly what he was supposed to do. He drove the team down with, you know, under a minute left, drives the team down, and they're in a position to kick a field goal, a chip shot field goal. In fact, they're just, you know, they're just throwing the ball away. They're just, you know, spending time, you know, doing nothing to run the clock down for this chip shot field goal, and the field goal kicker misses it. So instead of going to the playoffs, the Ravens go home and the Steelers go to the playoffs. And as I mentioned earlier, it seems like there's not enough done to psychologically deal with players who choke. And some of these kickers around the league, I mean, we've had it happen here in New Orleans, and we've seen it around the country, where there are a lot of place kickers, when it comes to a must-make kick, they choke. So where are the psychiatrists, the sports psychologists, who are coming in and working with these players? I'm assuming we have them. Again, as was mentioned earlier in the show, which I have mentioned many times on the show, the owner of the Saints has unlimited resources to hire coaches and to hire staff, and none of that works against the salary cap. So we should have absolutely the best people. It doesn't mean that people aren't going to still make mistakes, because humans are fallible. But there are a lot of people, especially the younger kickers and you know, just some of the players with the Pelicans, they can't make the must-make free throws. I'm sure in practice they make them all the time. But when it comes to the pressure of making a field goal, making a field goal or a free throw, when they absolutely have to make it, they miss it. They choke. They don't know how to deal with the pressure. So I think that's I think it's kind of a shame. All right, if you have a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We'll get some of your texts with Ian coming up in just a few minutes. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Hey, look, real quick about Tyler Shuck. I was just telling Ian, you know, a lot of pundits said that if they redid the NFL draft, Scoot, Tyler Shuck wouldn't be the 40th overall pick. He would have been the number one pick, and hindsight being 2020, you know, I mean, yesterday he was passing, throwing the ball to a bunch of Uber drivers. No offense to Uber drivers. You know what I mean? It's a figure of speech, right? Guys, yeah. Right off the street. Yeah. That were, you know, journeymen. That's how many injuries we had. What he's done, even in the loss yesterday, says a lot, considering he had no time with those guys. There is hope for the future, and wide receivers, free agents, Scoot, are going to want to come play with this guy who can really sling the ball. But hey, switching over, you're talking about Gail Benson and switching over to basketball real quick. You know, we've talked about Pelicans attendance. Tomorrow night, LeBron James and Luka Doncic, probably the biggest draw in the NBA, are coming to New Orleans, so that shouldn't be an issue attendance-wise. The problem for the Pelicans is they're on a 7-game losing streak. But, hey, and I'll bring this up. It's been months since I brought this up, but, you know, Master P, what he's doing at UNO, trying to reinvigorate the university and the basketball program. They have a game tonight at UNO Lakefront Arena. They also play Saturday against Nicholls State. So, yeah, we're switching from football to basketball here and Mardi Gras. But I didn't want y'all to forget about the Pelicans and LeBron tomorrow night, and also what Master P is doing to try to save UNO on the lakefront.
Jimmy, thanks a lot for that. And now that the Saints season is over, I'm going to try to spend a little more time going to the Pelicans game games. And I told you that last game I went to, I bought some merchandise. So I've got some Pelicans merchandise to wear to the games. I want to be one of the fans that is supporting the Pelicans. And I hope that, you know, Saints fans, now that the season is over, can focus a little bit more on the Pelicans, because, you know, we've got to help keep them in our city. Because I don't think there's a guarantee the Pelicans stay here. But I don't want that to discourage you, because I think we can prove that we can be an NBA city and the Pelicans can stay here. Like, as we get ready for this new year, and we're already in the beginning of the new year, I love this line in a song called Closing Time. And the line is, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. When something ends, there's a new beginning. 2025 has ended, and 2026 begins. All right, so look at this as a new beginning, and I wish you all a great 2026, and we'll be here to document it as we go through this year. I'm Scoot on the Air. Happy New Year, and we will be back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1940, the FCC heard the first demonstration of FM radio. That was back in 1940. It took a while for FM radio to become something. In fact, when I first started in the business, I was, you know, put on FM. My first full-time job was on FM. And as I've told you, they put me on in the morning because back in those days, nobody was listening to FM in the morning. And I mean, I was so bad and inexperienced. I put Scoot on in the morning. I mean, nobody's going to hear him. But, you know, I started doing a show that became very, very successful, Scoot in the Morning. And that was about the time in the early 70s. Shortly after that, there were stations around the country that started to feature morning shows. And I'm not saying they copied after me, but I think it's at least likely that I was a little ahead of my time and started doing it. And not long after that, others started to realize, wait a minute, there's a gold mine here on FM that listeners are not going to care if it's AM or FM. And when you're playing music, FM is a lot better than AM because of the sound. The music sounds a lot better on FM, no static at all. And this is just the beginning. So this happened in about by the mid-70s. People were starting to pay attention to FM. But this is the day in 1940 the FCC heard the first demonstration of FM radio. All right, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says, Did you wear a mask on the airplane? You said you were coming back from Portland and people were coughing and you didn't get sick. Did you mask up?
No, I didn't. A couple of trips ago, I was wearing a mask and I probably should. There were a few people wearing masks. You know, there's so many different theories about the mask. You know, so many say it's effective. So many say it doesn't really matter. Some say it's like a chain link fence trying to hold back a flood. So, you know, I don't know. If I knew the mask worked, I would never have a problem wearing it. But I was a little uncomfortable seeing people wearing masks and I wasn't. And I felt like I really should have been wearing one. But by that point, I mean, I'm on the plane. I don't have a mask with me. There was nothing I could do about it.
I mean, it depends on what kind of mask you have. I mean, if you have a more sophisticated mask, there's no question. The science is there that those work. That's why doctors and surgeons wear them.
But, yeah, I'm going to start doing that when I travel because it was just really, really bad. And this time of year, a lot of people are coughing and sneezing and just everybody around me on the plane on my way back. And I had a long flight because I flew from Portland to Atlanta, you know, passing up New Orleans and then flying from Atlanta to New Orleans. I feel fortunate that I didn't get sick.
Here's a text message that says LSU baseball is right around the corner. Plus NASCAR starts back up next month. Daytona, heck yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, if you're into that, that's cool. Also, we mentioned this earlier. The government is going to launch a $100 million campaign to try to get more recruits for ICE. They're looking for more ICE agents. And they're going to focus on gun lovers, fans of the military, and fans of NASCAR. Here's why that bothers me. It seems like they're looking for a particular political ideology to join ICE. If ICE is designed to remove illegal people from our country, that should be bipartisan. It shouldn't be something that involves Republicans. And gun lovers, fans of the military, and NASCAR fans kind of creates the stereotype of a right-winger. Not that there are Democrats who are gun lovers and NASCAR fans and fans of the military, but focusing on those groups paints a picture of right-wingers. And it seems like ICE really should try to attract everybody, not just one particular ideology.
Rusty is listening today and says, I wonder if anybody's going to get the $25 million that the Biden administration offered for a bounty for the capture of Maduro. The reason I say this is because that administration wanted it, and now so does this one. But now since the orange man did it, it's a bad thing? This is an example of America first, or what should be America first, not Republican versus Democrat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is being seen more as a police action than a military action. And for that, I don't know if the president needed to get the approval of Congress. So, you know, look, there's a lot about this that I don't know. And since we're not getting deeply into this anymore, I need to find out a little bit more about this. But it seems like, you know, this is a really bad dude. And it seems like that if we've got a legitimate reason to arrest him and to bring him to justice, that, you know, that's okay. But there are a lot of people who say it's not okay. In fact, Martina Navratilova, the tennis legend, is speaking out about the president's activities, saying that the president is absolutely insane, not to mention that this is completely illegal. So there are people talking about that. What bothers me about this is the possibility that it's a further distraction from the Epstein files. And I'm not the only one who has mentioned that. But, you know, when somebody like Martina Navratilova mentions this, I mean, don't freak out over it. I mean, she's just a tennis player. And you know, when somebody famous comments on something, people get all upset about it. Like, this person doesn't have the ability to change policy. Martina Navratilova, I have great respect for her as a tennis legend, but she doesn't have the power to change anything. She doesn't have the power to, you know, manifest policy in the government. So, I mean, if she's critical of the president, like, you know, so what? I mean, there are always people who are going to be critical of presidents, no matter who they are. The other thing that bothers me a little is this an attempt to somehow get a hold of Venezuela? because there does seem to be this idea of expanding into Greenland, expanding into Canada. There have been conversations now about Cuba being in line for us to go in and take over. We should be beyond the point of colonization. We should be beyond the point where we're trying to take over other countries. And so that seems to be the manifestation of ego more than practicality. So we'll see how that plays out.
I'm glad Maduro's gone. He's a monster. Other than that, I'm staying out of this one. It is a gift not to have an opinion. Nobody knows what's going to happen next. We're running Venezuela. Who the hell asked for that?
Yeah. And this was someone on the campaign trail who said he was going to end wars. And not that we're in war, but, you know, I mean, this invites conflict. And, you know, I mean, there's no way that Venezuela can launch any kind of serious attack against this country. They could attack Americans, but not America. So, you know, again, I'm kind of staying out of this as well, because there's a lot that's not known about this, but it's a bad dude. So if he's gone, I'm not crying. All right. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right. Monday, beginning of the week. And this is the first time we're together in the new year of 2026. So happy new year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
To all of you. On the Scooter Mayor calendar, it was on this day in 1973 that 23-year-old Bruce Springsteen released his first album, Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey. On the album was this song, Blinded by the Light. Bruce Springsteen wrote this song. It was a number one hit, not for Bruce Springsteen, but for the Manfred Mann's Earth Band. They did the cover Blinded by the Light. I think it came out in, the mid-70s. And I remember playing this as a young DJ when I was just getting into the business on FM. And Bruce Springsteen, that was Bruce Springsteen's only number one hit. Can you believe that? All of the great songs that Springsteen has had, and his only number one hit was as a writer of this song, Blinded by the Light, and it was number one because Manfred Mann's Earth Band covered it, and it hit number one. I'm Scoot on the air. You know, a lot of coaches were fired. It's Black Monday. The Atlanta Falcons fired their coach. You know, this is the time when coaches get fired, and a lot of coaches just failed to live up to expectations. So they were fired, and no surprise that the Raiders coach Pete Carroll was fired after one season. And as I say, the Falcons fired Raheem Morris and also general manager Terry Fontenot. The Falcons were predicted by many experts to win the NFC South. They totally failed. They had injuries also, but they still failed. And the Cleveland Browns fired Kevin Stefanski. There may be more to come. I know that there are a lot of teams disappointed with their coaches. John Harbaugh with the Ravens, they didn't do what they were supposed to do, and they were people who thought the Ravens were going to win it all this year. Personally, I haven't picked out the NFC team yet, but I love that the Jacksonville Jags and that the Seattle Seahawks are... Well, the Seattle Seahawks are NFC. Yeah, they are. So those are my two teams, the Seahawks and the Jacksonville Jags. And out of those two teams, I don't know who I would want to win. But, you know, I have been really watching the NFL playoffs and the college football playoffs, which were great over the weekend. And, you know, a lot of people were surprised by some of those games. But there have been some really great NFL games. And also, I think we should mention that the Jaguars field goal kicker, place kicker, Cam Little, earlier in the season had the longest field goal, 68 yards. This was 2 months ago. 68-yard field goal. And then yesterday, he nailed a 67-yarder. So, you know, some field goal kickers can deal with the pressure, and others seem to fail in that category. Let's go to Slim. Slim, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. How you doing, Slim?
I'm doing fine. A lot of people talking about the Saints. I'm doing fine. A lot of people talking about the Saints keys to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You think the Saints are going to do better next year?
Maybe. People are talking about the Saints cheated to win the Super Bowl 2009.
Yeah, well, they did win. Well, actually, yeah, technically it was 2010, but it was the 2009 season, Slim. And, yeah, they won then. But, you know, I mean, they need to try and do it again.
They cheated.
You think they cheated?
No. Saints won the same score.
Well, how did they cheat, Slim?
I'm trying to hoop best ball.
I'm sorry, what?
They're trying to hoop best ball. I'm not coming out the game. Best ball.
Yeah.
Best ball out the game.
Yeah, you mean the are you talking about that no call?
I'm talking about 2009. I'm talking about they're trying to knock best ball off the game. They're trying to hoop him.
Yeah. Well, Slim, you know, I'm not sure who you've been talking to, but I don't think there's any evidence that the Saints cheated to win the Super Bowl. I mean, I watched that game, and it just seemed like they just outplayed the Colts, and that they won that game fair and square. They what?
Vikings fans think they cheated. Vikings fans think they cheated.
Well, you think they cheated? You think they cheated?
No. The Vikings lost because of turnovers in the NFC Championship game. They lost because of turnovers.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot happens in games, Slim. A lot happens in games. But Slim, I appreciate the call. I'm glad you're listening to our show. Yeah, I haven't heard that. Look, you know, Slim calls sometimes, and you know, I'd love to take his call when he can. You know, when it comes to those who are going to retire, DeMario Davis says no, he's coming back. And as I said earlier, I hope some of these players that helped lay the groundwork for this foundation of a team going into next season, I hope they hang around. I hope they hang around and enjoy the benefits of what they started to establish this year, because I think it continues next year. And on a scale of 1 to 10, my excitement level is 8 for the Saints next season with Kellen Moore and Tyler Shough. Now, if they fail, if they don't show improvement, if they don't continue to improve, then Kellen Moore and Tyler Shough, you know, they'll be held accountable and rightfully so. So we'll see what happens. But I feel pretty good about, even though the Saints lost yesterday, I feel pretty good about the Saints right now. Also, is Travis Kelce going to retire? I think he's going to. You know, for Patrick Mahomes to come back and be at full strength after an ACL reconstruction and rehabilitation, it's tough. Some players come back quicker than others. You know, he's still a young man. He can still fully come back. But as somebody who has had two ACL reconstructions myself, both on the left knee, I can tell you that, you know, my knee was never the same. But then again, you know, I wasn't paid to rehab. I wasn't paid to, you know, get my knee back to the way it was. I didn't have trainers working with me. I had to do it, you know, on my own. And I can't do everything that I used to be able to do as a result of that. But, you know, I know a lot of these players with the trainers and doctors that they have, a lot of players come back fully from an ACL reconstruct. But it's a tough injury. And you know, Patrick Mahomes might not be 100%, and these are things that Travis Kelce has to take into consideration. But if Travis Kelce is not in the spotlight, if he's not on the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, you wonder if that changes the dynamics of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Because him being on the Kansas City Chiefs has been part of the public image of their relationship. Now, it appears as if they have a personal relationship beyond that, and maybe that's what they're really interested in, that Travis Kelce's maybe done with football and doesn't want to come back. But there's no doubt that her showing up at the stadiums and him being in the games was part of the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, a public relationship, and something would be missing if he were not with the Kansas City Chiefs. So I don't know. We'll see how that plays out. But I would think that he might retire. I thought he was going to retire this year, but he didn't. And I think it's more likely that he's going to retire and not come back next season. But I'm hoping that Cam Jordan, I'm hoping that even Taysom Hill, and maybe even Alvin Kamara, although Alvin Kamara, you know, might be a little beaten up. But I hope some of these players come back, because they contributed to the foundation that's being built right now with the Saints. And again, I'm feeling good after this season has ended. Even though it ended in a loss, I'm feeling good about the Saints next year, and I hope you are too. And we will be here to talk about it as soon as all that starts up. It's also going to be interesting to see who the Saints go after in the upcoming draft. And of course, you know, we've got full coverage of that here on WWL. The second guest show with Mike and Bobby coming up next, live from the Silver Slipper Casino on the beaches in Hancock County. I'm Scoot on the Air. Happy New Year, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, the second guest with Bobby and Mike coming up from the Silver Slipper Casino. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager, Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, and Traffic with Court DP. As always, I thank you for being part of the show. And again, welcome to 2026. Happy New Year. Love you, New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.